Hey everyone, it's Christmas Eve and if I recorded this bumper I would either wake up my child or piss off my family. So I decided to have my robot tell you all this information. First, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Second, this episode of The Horror Show is sponsored by our Patreon members Brian A. and Jim O. Thank you both so much. If you want to help the show monetarily you can do that over at patreon.com/ihatehorror. Also this week the letterboxed contest is wrapping up. We are picking 4 winners who will receive a year of Patreon Pro membership. Your list or challenge is due on Thursday and for more information check out ihatehorror.com and email your submissions to sean@ihatehorror.com. Guys, thank you so much for the support, seriously. Also weird thing to tell you via robot, but this is our 2-year anniversary. Weird. And there's a robot in between us. Oh well. I love you all, Sean loves you all. So does Joe probably. Not this robot. Robots don't feel and most certainly don't love, unless it's Wall-E. Did you ever see that flick? I think I liked it but I can't remember. Point is I think Wall-E fell in love with another little weird robot. This robot isn't that advanced. This robot is literally a garbage can on roller skates with a speak and spell tape to it. Anyway, I have to go, enjoy the show and thank you for 2 amazing years.
Everybody and welcome to The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events.
What the fuck was that?
That was, I get really burpy with these drinks. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
Last week on the People's Court.
Oh, it's back.
We saw our case against Byron.
B1. B1.
This week, we are taking our case up against Bryant.
Yes.
And the Willies.
And next week, we'll be taking up Brian.
I'm not. Well, actually, it's going to be in a few weeks because we got a bunch of stuff planned, which we'll talk about.
Are we actually going to take up Brian?
Huh?
Does Brian have a choice?
Yeah. But it's Brian? Like in a few weeks. Yeah, Brian W.
So we had Bryant, Byron, and Brian, and Bort.
So I'm not going to let Ted Levine talk. I'll wait for his closing. No, I won't. I fucking fired him. Fuck Ted Levine. Fuck him. The Willies, 1990.
I can't wait to talk about this one.
I've used this joke in the past, but doesn't look a day over 1983. Fucking oldest shit.
I've seen it before, and to find out it was made in 1990. Also, when did Rudy come out?
Rudy?
Yeah.
That's a good question, because Aston's small in this.
Yeah.
He's still a little guy. Huh. Rudy the movie.
93, maybe?
Yeah.
Is it 93?
So he was only 3 years older than Rudy?
I also felt like Rudy was like in the 80s. I don't know why.
Yeah, I did too. That looks like a pile of shit. It really does. It looks terrible. So the Willies, December 28th, 1990. So it's approaching a birthday here too.
Yeah, it's 26. 26.
Birthday. We got Donkey Lips in this. We got Doug Benson.
Yeah, did you pick up on who he was?
Yeah, I had to look, though, in the credits. The zombie.
Yeah, the one that has his arms ripped off.
Yeah. A couple people from Twin Peaks for all you peekers out there.
Peekers?
Dana Ashbrook and Kimmy Robertson. And we also get a little cameo by the one and only Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
Your favorite TV family.
I did not say that. I said my favorite TV dad. Fuck the rest of them.
Yeah. No, I'm cool with that.
No, they're fine.
No, I hate Kirk Cameron.
That's fine. I think he was good as Mike Seaver.
You know what I'd really rather be doing right now?
Talk about Growing Pains?
No, I hate Growing Pains.
What?
Yeah,
for real?
Not a fan.
Boners to bone?
It is just so
That's
much...
funny.
I'm an Alex P. Keaton guy. No, I'd rather be playing Mario Run.
Wait, hold on. You're comparing... that you wait. You don't like Growing Pains because you're more of a fan of Family Ties?
Yeah.
I don't think they're relatable.
They're both sitcoms. Family sitcoms.
But one's a Republican, one's a bunch of doofuses.
Well, the... And the one's from the 80s. A bunch of doofuses.
Oh, I guess they're both from the 80s.
Yeah.
They're
totally...
Touche.
I bet you...
You win this round, Sean.
I bet you if you search Growing Pains in Google, the thing like right under it where it's like you might also like, it's going to be...
I'm going to test that.
Do it. Theory. Do it. I'm going to keep talking, though. The Willies, 1990. Another dud, if you will.
I will.
Joe, not a fan. I liked it more than I liked The Town That Dreaded Sundown, though.
Why?
Because, well, you know, I guess we'll have to go through this and then I'll decide at the end. But I thought that I stopped it halfway last night. I finished the rest this morning. At that point, things were happening in it, whether I liked them or not. Things were progressing in the movie. Things were occurring besides paperwork.
Yeah.
But then I finished the second half and then not so much happened.
Donkey Lips segment is so long.
The entire movie.
And so boring. And when I looked online, people were like, yeah, this movie sucked except for the fly segment.
Really? What? That's the worst thing. And they call it an anthology, but that the second story, there's two stories. The second one.
There's two stories and like three half stories.
Yeah. Like three interludes, which is impossible, but. That's what happens. There's like four. There's a million. But anyway, the second story lasts an hour long, leaving 29 minutes for a bunch of other shit.
So, do we have the actual time for that segment? Like the actual time? Because I don't think Sean's exaggerating. It's like 55 minutes.
I can tell you I stopped it at 30. I paused at like 38, I think I deleted it, like at 35 minutes, and the movie is an hour and 20 minutes, and it ended at like 21. It gave you 8 minutes in the final thing. So it was like, it's close to an hour. It was like 50 minutes.
How about that?
Yeah. Your hair is like straight.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
No, it's because I'm glad we're talking about it now. I have a disease. No, I went to the gym and I showered, but like, you know, like froze because it's so cold out. Yeah, and I just put the hat on. So.
Oh, that's crazy. Plus, I've never seen Joe with straight hair. He's got like the curliest hair of all time.
Yeah.
So let's get into this. From the moment it starts, it looks awful. Yeah. As soon as it starts, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
It's happened again. And this is when I got the idea for the People's Court, was because I was like, these two need to be put on trial. Criminal.
Referring to Byron and Brian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his other choices? Because again, we're the ones that chose Willie's.
Oh, no. I mean, this is all our fault. 100%. I don't know if Bryant had any other choices. I don't have them listed here.
Okay. I was just curious.
I think he might have. Some people just gave me one. Others gave me three. So we get these kids in a tent. They're just fucking around, lighting matches, doing kid stuff. How mad were you about these kid actors?
Not as mad as other movies.
Okay.
Sean
Astin is.
They didn't really do anything. Oh, no. You know what? I was mad. No, I take everything back. Because that kid's like, what did he say? I have it written.
What's
down.
Grosser than gross?
What's grosser? He said that 20 fucking times.
It was really obnoxious.
And his older brother's such a doofus.
So they're in this tent and they're like doing like what they consider like boy talk.
Yeah.
For pre-locker room talk. They're doing like boy talk and this kid's like, what's grosser than gross? And they're like, oh dude, your jokes are terrible.
And they are.
They are.
They're terrible.
The one though that's really fucked up is he goes, what's grosser than gross? 10 dead puppies in a barrel.
Yeah.
And then he goes, what's grosser than that? 1 dead puppy in 10 barrels. Kid needs a fucking shrink.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. So fucking weird. That's so fucking bizarre.
And then, so when I taught, I would hear jokes, not like the puppy one, but I would hear jokes like where kids just made it up on a whim. Like, yeah. Why did the doctor go home? Because he was sick. Go, stop. You're not funny. Little kid jokes are the worst.
They really are. Sean Astin starts telling us some gross stories. He's like, you want to hear gross? And it cuts to our first segue. I'm so confused at this, like, because we get these, like, really short ones. It was kind of cool, though. But it's just some weird lady at a restaurant called Tennessee Fricassee Chicken.
Yeah.
She orders, like, the biggest bucket of chicken of all time. She takes a huge old bite out of it.
Well, first of all, it's like she's eating a brick. It's so big.
She's holding it with two hands.
The biggest chicken nugget of all time.
Yeah, and it is. It's like a nugget. It's not like
a wing or a drumstick.
Anything. Yeah. It's like a giant lump of meat.
Yeah.
Like the softest, tenderest.
You'd be alarmed.
You'd be very alarmed. And she just goes.
Huge chunk out of it.
Huge chunk out of it. It's all over her face. And looks at it and it's a fucking deep fried rat.
And then the camera goes. It was like Nickelodeon, like Wild and Crazy Kids or whatever.
Just turn your mic a little bit. Like, yeah. So the logo's always at you. Like on the front.
It was like Nickelodeon, like zoom in and out. And yes. Like, whoa!
Yeah. It was shot a lot like that. Actually, all of this was kind of shot like a Nickelodeon show, really. I can't believe it went to theaters.
I have no clue. Who did the Bryant? Was it Bryant?
Bryant.
On the chat?
Yeah.
He pointed out that the director of this movie played Scuzz in Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah. Which is a cool fact.
Yeah.
I don't know why he did it. Must have kids. He
plays Scuzz.
He's like, I have to do something for the kids.
I mean, he's probably just weird.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. So then they cut back to the kids in the tent. They're like, did she barf? Sean Astin goes, I'm going to go out on a limb and say she had the urge to regurgitate. Joe is so disgusted. Kid movies are the fucking pits, man. They just say the dumbest shit, especially in like, well, they still do. I can't say that.
I can't say, I love Under Wraps, Phantom of the Megaplex. Like, I love all those movies. But the ones that we've been watching are fucking shit.
Yeah.
Well, The Gate was all right.
I've got the urge to regurge. That's so terrible. So then the older brother, so basically what we have in here is it's like cousins. Like, Sean Astin is the cousin of these two brothers that are in the tents, three of them. So this older brother, he starts telling us his story, his crazy gross story, which happened at Wacky Kingdom, and this lasted what felt like forever. Man, it was so fucking long, and it was just an old guy going through a haunted house, and he was really scared.
Played by Bill Irwin, who's in every movie ever.
Yes. Yep. And then he's dead.
Yeah, because it's like a zombie thing. Like we said, Doug Benson is the zombie who first comes and has his arm ripped off. And
he sees a bunch of scary shit. But it's a fake haunted house. And he gets in and he's like, I'm not scared of anything. And he's literally
the most scared
of everything.
Literally everything.
Every single thing he saw, he was like, oh my God. And then that comes to the end of the ride. And the lady's like, thank you for coming. And he's dead.
Yeah, so that's that segment.
Yeah. And then we get the credits, like literally. And I was like, oh, I wish this was the end. I wish this was the end so bad. But we come back and Sean Astin is now upping his game. He's got another story to tell. Thank God. What would we do without another fucking story? About a kid named Danny in a small town of Greeley.
The segment is called Bad Apples.
Bad Apples. Bad Apples. So we meet Danny. He's a little bit nerdy of a kid. He's getting bullied and shoved around by these three bullies who look even dorkier than this kid.
Wearing
this kid
an Iron Maiden look so bad. Shirt. No, he doesn't. Wearing an Iron Maiden shirt and a mullet.
Those kids deserve an ass kicking. Not because they're bullies, just because they look like shit.
Yeah. I think that's how bullies look then.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're probably right. They're just like the dirt people. Yeah. They're like pig pen.
Yeah.
Yeah. They tear down his art from the school gallery, which upsets him. And then they somehow manage to hang this kid from the fucking rafters.
Yep.
With a fire hose.
Yep.
Like, this kid is like 30 feet in the air. How the fuck would they?
I don't know.
They're like 10 years old. The janitor comes by and he's clearly, or what we're going to think is the good guy of the story. He gets Danny down.
Sympathetic.
Very sympathetic. You know, telling him to help him out and, you know, don't deal with the bullies. Tell him to go fuck themselves and things like that. But as the janitor's leaving, well, first of all, the janitor leaves that hose hanging and like honestly like touches it. And it's like, meh, and walks away. Fucking bring the hose down. But he goes into the boys' room to clean it. And we see him in this like clear translucent window and he's like punching himself in the head. And you're just, and then it just cuts and you're like, oh, what the fuck is going on? Weirdo. So something weird is going on there. The kid goes back to his classroom who's taught by Mrs. Titmarsh.
All you think of
pick that fucking name.
All you think of is that South Park episode when the woman's name is Chokes on Dick and Stan's like, yeah, more like makes me sick.
Yeah. That's absolutely what it is. They're taking a test and Danny's like, I have to go to the bathroom. Mrs. Titmarsh is like, hey class, this little Runt's got to go to the bathroom. Should we let him?
She is the worst. Yeah, she pulls the class, and the class is like,
no.
And then she's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, what a fucking what a turn piece of shit. Yeah. Like, yeah, she asks him, and everyone's like, you can hear him, and they're like, no way, let him pee his pants. And she's like, all right, go. What a fucking asshole. He goes into the bathroom. He sees the janitor's stuff in there. But he's calling his name. He's not getting an answer.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I just need to point out that the bully is in the class. And the bully is like, what's his name, Danny?
Yeah.
The bully's like, hey, Danny. And Danny turns around and the shot is like on Danny's face. And it cuts to the bully's face. And it cuts back to Danny's face. And he's in the same exact position. He has a huge spitball stuck to his glasses. didn't move at all.
On that. That's so funny. That's pretty accurate to how it works. That like you don't even have a chance to blink when that happens.
But after it happens, you'd be like, hey, what the fuck? You're just sitting there in the same position.
So the kid's in the bathroom. He's calling the janitor's name, but no one's answering. He goes to one of the stalls. It's locked. And he's like, oh, I see. And then he goes to the other stall. And it's just a fucking disgusting clogged toilet.
Yeah, it looks like Candyman's lair.
Yeah. Now, so I was going to make a comment, and I was like, how could elementary school kids clog a toilet? Now, you have some experience working as a town employee.
Yeah.
With a coworker that could clear elementary school toilets pretty well.
Wait. Say it again?
You have some experience when you worked for the town.
Yeah.
Of a coworker who could clear toilets in a very unusual way with his fucking
yeah.
I think you might want to share that story. So Joe worked for the town,
but I mean
you don't have to say his name.
Yeah, this guy stuck his hand in toilets
to unclog the toilet was clogged.
Yeah, to like pull the stuff out.
He would just stick his hand
and in. He would always volunteer to like cook the hamburgers and this guy Hal would call them shit burgers.
And he would use his hand to go on a toilet.
Yeah, Paul worked with me, so if you want validation.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking gross. First of all, can't your hand get stuck in there?
This guy didn't give a shit.
He had big hands, too, I remember.
Yeah. One time I had to buy him donuts. and I got myself a Boston cream, and he reached into the bag and just palmed my Boston cream, and like the, you know, the chocolate filling was like going through his fingers, and he handed it to me. And then Paul took the bag out of his hand so Paul could take his own donuts out so he wouldn't do it to him.
Hey, I just spit my drink back in my cup. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, it was gross.
I mean, if you'll touch strangers' shit in a toilet, yeah, that's fucking, that's not right.
Dude, the things that, like, you see when you work, like, older guys just don't give a shit. They just don't give a shit.
Well, like, I mean, after so many years of doing it, you must be like, I'm too tired to go get the fucking,
get the plunger. I'm just gonna grab it.
You gotta be like, you must clear at least a clog a day.
Oh, for sure.
Like, whether it's because teachers
kids,
or...
Well, no, kids flush paper towels. So I guess I'm not... No, I'm not going to defend them. But I guess in a little defense, like, the majority of it was just paper towels. Yeah. I'm sure if you just saw,
but, like, he doesn't
diarrhea, know. He wasn't going to fist it.
But, oh, God, I'm so fucking grossed out. Oh, man. That is something else. So that's what this janitor...
Also, like, even as a teacher... There's quite often times where there's just poop out of water in elementary schools. So that guy, like, I mean, what else are you going to do? He's got to throw it out.
I mean, like, oh God, it's so fucking insane. It's so fucking insane.
There was a third grade teacher at my school, the first school I taught at, and I heard a ruckus coming from his room. I was on my prep, and I thought, this is, Tina can verify for you too. This is going to sound ridiculous. I thought there was a fight because there was often quite many fights in there. So I was on my prep, so I step in, and all the kids are standing up screaming, and the teacher, he's an older gentleman, had a dustpan and a broom, and he was trying to get, he looked, his face was bright red, and he was just trying to sweep this poop log into the dustpan because somebody had pooped into a paper towel and stuck it in somebody else's locker because we had cubbies in the classroom. And the kid found it and just threw it on the floor. So it was sitting there and all the kids were hollering. So he was trying to sweep it into the dustpan.
Dude, that is outrageous.
And it was like sticking, you know, because it's poop. So every time you would like hit it with the broom, it would just make a mark.
Oh my God. That's so fucking gross. Oh, shit. Schools, man. So that's what this kid's dealing with in his clogged toilet. But he opens up the stall next to it, and there's a monster in there.
Yeah. A monster-ed.
Monster-ed, if you will. He runs back into class screaming he saw a monster in the bathroom. And then somehow this kid ends up back in the bathroom. Like, the teacher's like, don't be an idiot. And then, like, before I know it, I'm watching the kid go back into the bathroom. Like it hasn't happened already. It happens twice. And then he goes back in.
And Wait. Yeah, he goes back in because then he goes into the sink.
Yeah. He goes in twice and then sees the monster again and is like, ah! Well, he throws, like, soap in its face. He throws a fucking urinal cake at it.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, why'd you touch a urinal cake? It's fucking gross. Second, of course, it's not going to do anything to it. But he throws soap in its face, and that's how he gets away. And then he goes back into the class. He's like, there's a monster. And she's like, you're still an idiot.
Yeah, and he pees pants.
Yes. Which is weird. They made some weird choices.
And the teacher is like, you disgusting piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really weird. Also, when he went back into the bathroom, he opened the janitor's closet and he saw the skin suit of the janitor.
Yeah.
So anybody, I mean, it's revealed later, but it's pretty obvious now that that monster wears the skin suit of a janitor.
Which is so stupid. Because the monster's head is so long.
Nothing about that monster fits into the costume.
Which we'll get to in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's this segment is like over so quickly.
Yeah, it's basically over. Yeah. Because he comes back in, the teacher's furious that he peed his pants.
The bullies go to prove him wrong.
No, the teacher goes first.
Oh, the teacher goes? Oh, yeah, he brings Miss Titmarsh to the bathroom.
Yeah, because she's like, you're going to the principal's office for pissing your pants, telling lies about monsters.
And the monster eats her.
Yeah.
Just devours her. Then he goes back in.
And the boy's like, where's the teacher? He's like, the monster ate her. And like, fuck you, I'm going to go see myself.
And they're like, we'll take care of this. They go in and they're eating.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
And then the principal goes in. There's blood everywhere. The camera pans to inside the ceiling, and we see this monster putting on the janitor costume.
And so the monster's head's like elongated, and he's pulling the head, the janitor's skin mask over, and it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit at all.
Not even close.
And then he's like smiling, like, yeah, everything's back to normal. And then it cuts to the guy in his head's, you know, because he's a guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we hear Sean Astin, I think, is telling this one. And Sean Astin's telling us after a few months, he gets a job at another school. And we cut to this like epilogue of the same janitor.
Epilogue is an understatement because this guy's talking. First of all, this monster can't talk. This monster's like. Rrr, rrr,
rrr. Oh, yeah, yeah. The monster can't speak English. But once he puts the skin suit on, he speaks perfect English.
Speaks perfect English.
Except when he says, I calls him as I sees him.
He never shuts the fuck up.
Dude, he never stops talking. A mom. We see a principal and a mom coming. It's a different school. And they're saying, oh, we can't find our kid. The janitor's like, that kid was a bad apple. No, he was nasty. And the mom's like, I don't think that's true. And he goes, I calls him as I sees him. All of a sudden, he became like a New York sailor from 1942.
A newsie.
Yeah. And the principal and the mother walk away. And he starts washing the windows with a bloody shirt. Did you notice that?
Of course.
He's just wiping blood all over the window.
I know, because it wasn't there before. He's putting it on.
That's like every joke people make of like somebody, like the menacing scene in a horror movie where it's like, dun, dun, dun. Like, and they joke about it. Like, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Wiping blood all over the window, trying to clean it.
So inconspicuous.
Oh, it's out of control. And that's the end of that segment. And that is one of two segments.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that one had way more to talk about.
Way more to talk about. So we get an interlude where nothing happens. They just say they never found him.
Yeah.
And then they say, Gordon Belcher was a kid we used to go to school with. He had a rather odd hobby and should have never gone near old Farmer Spivey's place. Which isn't like a witty intro. They are literally just like, yeah, that's what happened.
No, that's what happened. Yeah. That's fact.
He has a weird hobby and goes near a farm that he shouldn't have.
That's pretty much the plot. Actually, we could probably stop talking about it now.
We are introduced to this segment, the just Fly Boys. Fly Boy? Fly Boys. I think it's called Fly Boys. So, Fly
Boy.
Starring Donkey Lips from Salute Your Shorts.
Yep.
He's
makes you want to fart.
He makes me want to fart. I never liked him in Salute Your Shorts. And
I never liked him in Salute Your Shorts. Spoiler alert.
Huh?
I wasn't a big fan.
Of Salute Your Shorts?
Yeah.
It was a little weird for me. I wasn't a huge fan.
Remember we did it for our old podcast?
Did we?
The first episode.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it recorded?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, it's very possible it didn't record. Yeah. But we definitely did it.
That's weird. Salute Your Shorts. I don't know. It was like definitely like a darker show for kids. Not dark, but blue. It was like a little more like it wasn't kid humor. Like, or it was, but it was just like gross humor, I guess.
Yeah.
Just weird shit.
Just didn't do it for me.
What was the thing called where they whacked you on the stomach? Not purple nurple.
An awful waffle.
Awful waffle.
Is that really?
Awful waffle. And I was just like, that's just really disturbing to do to somebody. Cover them in syrup and hit them with a tennis racket?
Yeah, that's definitely awful.
Yeah. But that's a really disturbing thing to do to people. Like, I remember being like, that's not funny, really. It's fucking assault.
It's better than Ookie Cookie.
Well, come on. Everything's better than sexual assault. Even if you choose to do it. if you choose to partake, you're a fucking idiot. So we meet Donkey Lips. he shows up to a fence that has a million signs saying keep out, do not enter.
Yep.
He chooses to ignore them and he goes in anyway. It's a farm, but it's not a very large farm.
No.
It's kind of like a home gardening farm.
That's exactly what it is.
And he walks up and he finds a bag that says Spivey's own miracle manure. And for some reason, he's stealing it.
Which isn't explained because he doesn't need
never
it. Doesn't need it.
Never explained. No. Unless,
well, because he loves flies. And flies so like
is that
poop.
What it draws him to?
Well, yeah, flies like shit. So I guess you can make that assumption.
All right. I guess. I also had to rewind it here because did you pick up? Oh, well, obviously later it comes up. Those carrots were huge in the background.
They were so big.
I rewound the only thing it and I noticed I was like, in that what scene. The fuck? What the fuck is happening right now? They're like the length of baseball bats.
Yes.
And like, but like thicker. They were like the Ron Jeremy's of carrots. And he's like stealing like literally a cup of shit. Like he's got a jar and he fills like halfway up with shit. And it's like running out. And then the farmer comes out and fires a gun.
Right next to him.
Like 6 inches away from him. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. And these two have like a little verbal.
Which if you're a kid and some man shoots at you, you're not going to do that.
You would shit your pants.
Or
and,
leave.
And the grown man is calling you a lard ass. Gordon Belcher, lard ass. And these two are super hostile. Donkey Lips had a couple decent jabs. He kept calling him like an old piece of shit and stuff. Like, he was really rude. Like,
but also, they know each other.
Donkey Lips is the least likable character in this, right?
He's weird as fuck.
He's evil. Yeah. He's totally fucked. I'm not sure who I was supposed to even give a shit about in this.
You weren't. There's nobody in the segment I liked. I
they're all terrible people.
Yeah.
Maybe the mom?
No, they were terrible too.
Yeah, I guess she was bad. Oh, the dad definitely was, but. And of course, you know, these two have a spar, but Donkey Lips gets away and the farmer looks at the manure and goes, shit.
I just got so annoyed thinking about how long this segment was.
Dude, it's so long. I have so many notes on it.
Do you?
Well, yeah. Kind of, yeah. So Donkey Lips is on the move now, and apparently he's trying to have time travel to 1948 because he walks into like an ancient pharmacy, like guy in a white coat, like fucking like selling milkshakes, malts. Yeah. And he's stealing nail polish remover, which is that explained?
No.
Okay. Then he goes outside. He pets a cat obnoxiously, going kitty, 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 and then just goes ooh, and scares the cat away by barking at it. Now, him barking at this dog causes the cat to run away, which causes a truck to hit the brakes twice. It's like he hits the brake for the cat and then like regains composure and then hits the brakes again because there's a woman in front of him now. And then a giant bug falls off of his roof and lands next to her. And she's like losing her mind about the bug. Not that she was almost just murdered.
Right.
And Donkey Lips just starts laughing so hard. He almost caused like so much death in that scene. Because not to mention there's like a gaggle of like cheerleaders on the side of the road watching this. Guy easily could have veered off the road and killed all of them.
Right.
Like it's just out of control. But he goes home. He's got his manure and his coffee cans and shit. I don't even know. I thought he was making a fucking bomb. Like, this kid's an outcast. I thought I was, like, watching, like...
The Columbine?
Yeah! The kid's, like, mixing...
No, it's even worse.
The kid's mixing nail polish remover and fucking manure in coffee cans. And I'm just like... Those are bombs. Like, I don't know a lot about bomb making. I know nothing about bomb making, I should say. But that just sounds like something like Timothy McVeigh did.
Yeah.
Sounds up his alley. Ted Kaczynski. Sounds like a Ted K special. Wrap that up in a box. Send it out. It was just so weird. And we never really find out what it was. I guess just cans full of shit.
Just cans of shit because he's just putting flies everywhere.
Okay. Here's my note. This is on par with Town That Dreaded Sundown because it just gets so boring.
Well, it gets to him playing with the flies and he's like taking off their legs and like putting them in positions and building things.
He's like, so it's this long, long scene of him plucking the wings.
With classical music playing.
With classical music playing. And it's so long. And he's clearly a serial killer. And
nothing is happening playing with flies.
And we're not really sure what he's doing. He's plucking their wings and putting them in a box. Then he's like putting them in a...
He puts them in like a coffee box because the mom's like, did you think I didn't think these would be flies?
And then...
Idiot.
And then the best part of the whole movie happens because it just zooms in on these like play sets that he's made. They're like cardboard, like dioramas. Yeah, they're dioramas. Mm-hmm. They're cardboard dioramas, but with fucking dead bugs all over them. So the first one we see is like a medieval scene, and there's just like dead flies all over it, like glued to it. And like, but you're hearing in the background, very faintly in the background, you're hearing like the noise of that scene. So you're hearing like, like the battle's actually happening, but it's just dead flies glued to it. So that one, I'm like, all right, whatever. I didn't really care too much about it. I was like, this is so fucking stupid. The next one, the first thing you see is a dead bug on a cross. The dead bug is Jesus on the cross.
Yes.
And it pans down and there's a fly in a casket. And there's flies attending its funeral. It's a diorama of a funeral.
It's for unbelievable. Flies.
It's so fucking funny.
It's also stupid.
And then the last one is he's still working on is a fly diner. And there's these little flies sitting on stools. They don't even reach. They're just flies on stools. It's insane. Like, they're not size appropriate. No. Like, they're not at the counter eating. Like, they're very tiny. Yeah. And this is what he's doing. I'm laughing so hard. And this happens for like, this is like 10 minute scene.
It's way longer than 10 minutes.
His dad's yelling at him to come up, finish whatever weird thing you're doing down there and come up. He is not wrong.
No.
What's weird though, is they know about it. Like, I'm thinking they're like, oh, they just know he's like a weird kid, but like he comes up and they're like, stop fucking around with flies. The dad's such a jerk, though. There's a school dance, and he's like, what girl's going to dance with this guy? This kid's sick. Again, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
You know what? Maybe this dad's not that bad.
Yeah, maybe he's the hero.
Maybe he is the hero. They see it, because at this point, I was kind of like, this dad's an asshole. Like, kid's just misunderstood. But as the movie goes on, the movie goes on. Like, you're just like, oh, wait, no, this kid's a piece of shit. They turn on the news, KORN.
Corn. Yeah. With a K.
When did Korn the band start?
93. I looked it up. But they claim it's not.
That's bullshit.
I agree.
That's bullshit.
They love the Willies.
They saw Willies.
They were called LAPD until 1993.
Dude, fuck that. They saw the Willies and they were like, somebody saw Willies and put it in their head.
I agree.
100%.
Because one of them said, he's like, someone suggested Korn would be a funny name. And then we were like, what if you spell it with a K?
Nope.
It's the Willies.
Nope.
Yep.
Dude, it's 100% the fucking Willies. I'm so glad you looked that up. I also love that I'm taking notes and I had all day to look that up. And I was like, I'll ask Joe. He'll probably not know. Just never have an answer. That's so good, though. Yeah, they absolutely 100% took that. That's so stupid. But on their news station, KORN, they see old Farmer Spivey on the news. He's saying he's got a secret ingredient that makes his food taste good, but he won't say what it is. We get the most obnoxious news reporter. I wanted to fucking punch this guy in the face. Brock something is his name. Not that it matters. And they kick it to the reporter and he goes, you say tomato. He says tomato.
So annoying.
And so they know it's the fertilizer. They know it's a miracle manure. He's showing off all of his stuff. He's advertising this manure on the news, but he won't sell it. But he labels it. Like, the first scene we see him in, he's labeling his thing. Like, Farmer Spivey's miracle manure. He's like, I don't sell it. Well, stop labeling it. Maybe kids will stop stealing it. Like, what's the matter with you? He shows off his giant carrot and he's like, I'd like to get a carrot as big as a man. Can you imagine how many people that will feed?
And he's probably like five.
Well, actually, that's a good answer because the reporter says he can't imagine, but he can imagine how many rabbits it'll feed. And they both have a good laugh at that. Guy's unstable. He should be arrested. Imagine if the cops break in. Like, they're like, freeze! Because that reporter's not a real reporter. Just walks around like a lunatic saying weird shit.
He's escaped from the asylum.
They kill both the reporter and the fucking guy. Brock Richards was his name. I might use that as like my alias, Brock Richards. Like, what was a football player? Mexico?
Ron Mexico? Ron that was Michael Vick.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, when he gave a girl herpes.
Oh, I did not know that's why. Oh. That's a dark turn.
Allegedly.
Although, I'm just going to stop. Yes, why am I going to dig our hole deeper? I'm be like, whoa. We cut back to the family who's watching this at dinner, and they're all making fun of him. Basically, the news was like, this guy could be filthy rich. He's got the miracle manure.
Yeah.
And it cuts to the family, and they're like, this old geezer's nuts. The dad's like, whoa, what an idiot. Mom's like, oh, well, this guy's a wacko. You guys are fucking idiots. Now, the family's definitely concerned. They know about the fly thing. And in the midst of all this, he sees a fly land on his dad's cup. He catches it. The bug fucking falls into the drink. And he pulls it out and starts, like, wiping it off. Like, if you, I don't even know. Like what I can even compare that to. Like, if you drop something important in a glass.
You can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
He's like blotting it off on the paper towel, and you hear the fly like alive, and it's like, bzz, bzz, bzz. And the family is just watching in absolute fucking horror. Like, just absolute horror. They're just staring at him. They're horrified. And he finally notices that they're looking at him. He's like, what? What? He's so oblivious to it. It's so fucking weird. And the dad just goes, Gordon Belcher, what in the hell are you doing? What would your dad do in this situation?
First of all, I'd be furious at a fly in the house. Like, I can't. He would.
What would your dad do if he caught you, like, taking wings off a fly? Would he just turn around? He might just turn around.
He'd be devastated. Take all my shit out of my room. Scream at me for days.
Oh, my God. He'd be like, we can't unbreak this. And then the mom goes to the cabinet. Opens it up.
And that's where the jar of flies
is. It's like a tin. And she's like, did you do this? Did you do this?
Do you think the Christian rock band Jar of Flies took their name from this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Everyone watched The Wiz.
The most influential movie of all
that's
time.
That's crazy. I really do believe that.
There's no way. Just Jar of Flies.
But the mom opens it up and she's like, you thought my tin of raisins, you didn't think I'd recognize that these are flies and not raisins? This motherfucker filled a fucking raisin can full of dead flies to trick his mom into eating them? That's fucking vile, dude. Like, my stomach churns thinking about that.
I have to apologize. Jars of Clay is the Christian band.
Oh.
Alice in Chains had a 1994 song. Album. Oh. It's called Jar. EP. Yeah, it's called, yeah. So they got it from the Willies.
Alice in Chains definitely watched the Willies. And definitely loved it so much. Gordy goes to bed. He's sent to bed. He wakes up in the middle of the night, goes downstairs. The TV's doing – this is when the movies are just like hits peak boringness. Like nothing is happening.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He goes downstairs. The TV's playing clips of flies. And then the coolest part of it is it's like the TV's like changing channels by itself, showing clips of flies. And then it cuts to Growing Pains. And it looks like a scene from Growing Pains. And Mike Seaver?
Yeah, he's...
Is that his name, Mike Seaver?
Mike Seaver, yeah.
Yeah. He's, like, swatting at a fly, and then he just turns to the camera and is like, they aren't for me. They're for Gordy Belcher. It's like, holy shit, they actually got this
fucking... They got them, yeah.
...real actor to do this shit? Like, yeah. It was unbelievable. Like, that was the best part of the movie.
I agree.
And then nothing else happens.
No. Breaks the fourth wall.
Breaks the fourth wall. Well, everyone does, because then it goes to the news station, and the farmer's like, stay off my land, Gordy Belcher. And then he opens the fridge and his corpse is in the fridge covered in flies, his own corpse. And then the farmer on TV is still talking to him. He's like, that's what happens when things go bad.
Yeah.
Real preachy, this movie on being a good boy. Being a good boy. Then he wakes up and the bed's filled with mealworms. They're not maggots. They're mealworms, which I think we've discussed actually previously. Because I think a lot of movies take the cheap way out and get mealworms.
They are cheap.
Yeah. But then he wakes up again. So it's not even, that's not even what happened. At school, he's like, goes to hang out with some girls. They're the pretty girls. And he's an asshole about it, though. He's not like, hey, guys, like, you're the cute, popular girls. Can I sit with you? He shoves two of them apart so he can sit in the middle of them. And is like, you guys want some cookies? And they're like, we got shit to do. So most of them leave. And this one girl's about to leave. And the rest of them, the last two girls, goes, look, I know you guys don't like me. No one likes me. They say I'm too fat or I'm too weird or I'm too mean. And these fucking girls are like, you know what, Gordy? Like, you can fucking sit here. Like, we'll stay. Like, whatever. He's like, okay, eat a cookie.
Yeah. And then what does he do?
Dude, this girl takes a bite of fucking cookie. And he's just sitting there licking his lips like a fucking maniac. Like, the fuck? Like, I can't even. It was so vile. His tongue was moving so much. It was just like, going round and round around his fucking lips. And he's just watching her. Like, he'd be like, I'm not eating this. But she does, and it's full of fucking flies. It's the most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
It was disgusting.
It was so fucking gross. And he just starts dying laughing.
He's just such an asshole.
He is a giant piece of shit. He is a giant piece of shit. And there's so many unnecessary scenes. Like, after this, he's like just walking by the nurse's office for some reason. But we see the girl, she's taking medicine for eating flies.
To be fair, I don't blame her.
What medicine are you taking?
Give me anything.
Alcohol?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably, that might be what it is. This fucking idiot goes back to the farm, though. This fucking movie never ends, man.
It doesn't.
Maybe this is worse.
Yeah, I'm
starting to see redeeming qualities in the town that
James after what? Dude, I texted you that. I was like, I hated it. I still hate
it. Yeah.
But then after watching this, at least there are some things to like.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my argument for this one was it's a kid's movie, mm-hmm. clearly. So I give it credit for that. But I don't even give it credit for that because this would have bored the fuck out of me as a kid. There's segments in Creepshow that bored me as a kid that I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
Cool. And that was a fantastic movie. This is not a fantastic movie and would have bored the shit out of me watching Donkey Lips go about day-to-day.
It's just
shit.
This segment. Like, cut it. You could have made another 20 minutes.
You could have condensed
minute.
This completely.
Well, everything we're talking about now doesn't mean anything.
Joe.
Just go. So he goes back to the farm.
What's the
gets manure again.
Yeah. Well, he's given manure this time by the
for
farmer.
For a truce.
Who's the farmer's like, here's some manure. But it's not a truce because the farmer's playing a trick on
him. Right, but that's what he says.
As yeah, he still tells him it's a truce. But this doesn't even need to happen. This could have happened the first trip.
The first trip, yeah, exactly.
They don't – why does it? Why did it have to be the farmer was a giant asshole?
It didn't. He could have just stolen the manure.
Oh, man, it's really fucking painful though. And it's this huge scene of these two just talking and be like, oh, let's call a truce and – you have a cut on your hand. Let me fix your cut. It's just awful. And why would you go into the house of a guy that fired a fucking shotgun 12 inches?
You fucking wouldn't.
But he gets home.
This segment's giving me a headache.
We're almost done. he gets home. Mom's pissed. Kid doesn't understand what the big deal is about feeding dead flies to people and cookies. But the mom's got a trash bag in her hand but won't tell him what's inside. He immediately runs to the basement. He knows what's happened. All of his shit's gone. He comes up, I hate you, Mom. And she grounds him, thankfully, because he's a fucking lunatic. But he gets so excited. He goes up to his room. She's taking all of his fly stuff.
Because he has a fucking hiding spot.
Dude.
Three flies.
He's so fucking excited. It's kind of good, though. Like, maybe Donkey Lips is a good actor. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's what just makes it creepy. I don't know. There's something there, though, because I was freaked the fuck out because he looks out the window and there's a piece of, like, fly paper. Is that what you call it? Like a glue trap?
Yeah.
Like fly paper hanging on the outside of the window. Like he had to go all the way out and pull off. And he's so fucking excited that his mom didn't notice. And she goes, she didn't know about you, did she? And he is so fucking excited. He pulls that thing back in the house and he just starts going to town, peeling those flies off of that fucking thing. And there's only three. And he's like, it's like a release, man. Like, you feel it. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's like a fucking orgasm for this kid. Like, and you actually feel it because he's just like so frustrated when he flies up to his bedroom and he just gets that paper and he's just like, ah. He's just peeling them off and it's like so slow and satisfying for him. It's fucked up. It's so fucking disgusting. And he tells these little flies, don't worry, I'll get my stuff back when you guys are going to have some fun. Did you notice the boom mic in the window?
I did not.
Yeah.
I love things like that, though.
So, and I never pick up on them. I never, ever notice them. It's a pullout from the bedroom where he's at his desk fucking around with the flies, and it pulls out through the window and outside of the house. And in the window, you see the boom mic over Donkey Lips, like sitting Indian style in his room.
Nice.
It's insane. I do love shit like that, though. And then this is when it gets really weird, too. They show a model house. I was like, that's a toy house. What's happening? But we're supposed to believe that's just a house.
They could
take an exterior shot of the house. It's supposed to be the exterior shot of the house, but it's a model.
I thought it was for the flies.
No, is it?
That's what I assumed.
Oh, I don't know. Well, he goes to sleep. Oh, we should note, he puts those three flies in his new manure jar.
Yeah.
The brand new manure given to him by Farmer Spivey, who says it's a special batch. He goes to sleep, and he wakes up to find human-sized flies.
They look so stupid.
They are so dumb looking.
They're the shittiest looking things.
So dumb looking. And they hear the parents are downstairs. They hear all this rumbling upstairs. They run upstairs to find out what their stupid kid's doing. And he said, all of his limbs ripped off, which is kind of cool. Kind of cool. Until the flies walk out serving the limbs. Like as souvenirs. They're like, hey, look what we got, mom and dad. And the parents are just like, ah.
Yeah, but then he wakes up the next day with prosthetic limbs.
Yes. Well, also they cut to the farmer in the woods, like miles away. Looking at the house, laughing. It's pitch black out. He's like, ha, 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 I told you it was my... Dude, you wouldn't have seen shit. The flies are black. The room's pitch black. You would have seen nothing happen. Yeah. And then Donkey Lips wakes up in a hammock. A fly lands on his face. And poetically, he has no arms to swat the fly away. He's got prosthetic limbs because a fly ripped him off.
Yeah.
And he'd probably be a billionaire for having flies the size of humans.
Or manure that would make anything.
Or manure that would do that.
Yeah. He has his secret, the farmer's secret.
That he could sell. Yeah. And laugh his way to the bank.
Still alive.
Would you give up?
100%.
Yeah.
All my limbs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he had his legs. I think he kept his legs. I think it was just his arms.
Did all day.
I think I would. I really like my hands, though.
Yeah, me too.
It would be a tough sell. It depends.
Well, how much are we talking about? Billions?
No, not billions.
Oh.
Although, I mean, it would change the world, right?
Right.
$1 billion.
Facebook, yes.
Yeah, I guess I would have to.
Yeah.
I would be like, I would set up, I'd be like, listen, I have $1 billion coming to me. Have they ever done an arm transplant?
There's a penis transplant, so I'm going to have to assume.
I would pay another guy like $2 million.
To stand behind you all day with arms?
No, that is the most unpractical thing ever. I would pay a guy to give me his arms. Some sucker that really needs it.
Wait.
For an arm transplant.
I was with you. Wait, so you're going to pay a guy $1 million to cut off their arms to give to you?
Yes.
Wait, what? So you would cut off your arms for $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
And then ask someone else to cut off their arms for $1 million.
I'd find somebody that really needs it.
And with that guy, that really needs what?
Money. Because like, I'm at $1 billion, but there's people in this world that are like, fuck yeah, I'll give my arms up.
Why wouldn't you just like take them from a donor?
Because I don't think you're going to be on... very high priority on a donor list.
You're a billionaire. $1 billion.
For a guy that's like, for a guy that gives up. Oh, yeah, you're right. Money does control the world.
Why can't you just have robots?
No, I was going to say, if it's like based on like need, they're going to be like, no, I think the kid in the car accident comes before the guy that willingly cut off his arms for $1 billion.
Sure. But why can't, what was gonna happen. Then why couldn't you just, like, they have nice prosthetics.
I don't want to. I'd rather have real arms.
Then why would you just not cut your arms off?
Because I want $1 billion.
All right. You have to compromise. So you're gonna pay. This is ridiculous.
This is the worst conversation. It's all because of the Willies. All right. I don't know, man. I don't know if I could give up my arms. You do a lot with your arms.
Yeah. You could also do a lot with $1 billion.
You could do a lot with $1 billion.
Probably more than I can do with my arms.
Yeah, I guess it's true. I wonder what prosthetic, like a good prosthetic, like the most expensive prosthetic in the world looks like.
An arm.
Oh, my God. Oh, we didn't even finish this movie. I thought that was the end. I was, like, ready to just bullshit for the rest of it. So, this movie is not an anthology, despite its title. The Fucking Fly story is an hour long.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely would have rather watched more of the first one, I guess. I mean, it was at least a little more interesting. Or just throw in a third story. Yeah, hard would that have been? Yeah. Just find any fucking story. Take a folklore. So we cut to the kids back in the tent. And by the way, all these kids believe both stories, which is insane. Like, they're both like, well, I don't know if I believe that. But at least one of them was like, no, that's true. It happened.
Yeah, well, in the second segment.
Stupid.
Sean asks and says his uncle knows that janitor. Yeah.
Which Uncle Henry walks in. Well, it's Sean Astin's dad. It's the other kid's uncle.
Okay.
So complicated. They really didn't need to do that. It just could have been whatever. Uncle Henry or Father Henry walks in and, you know, he's like, what the hell is going on? And they're like, oh, we told this story. And Sean Astin's like, they don't believe me about it. He's like, oh, it happened. Everything happened. Sean Astin goes, prove it, Dad. He goes, you really think I should? And Sean Astin's like clearly in on something and he goes, go for it. And it turns out he is the monstered from the first segment.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask.
And the kids aren't even that scared.
Kids are like, oh, we got the Willies.
Yeah, they did get the Willies. That's for sure.
And that's how it ends. That's the end of the Willies. So that was fun.
Yeah.
So upcoming stuff, man. We got the holidays coming up, which means fun episodes. So let's see.
Wait, isn't this coming out during Christmas?
Yep.
Okay.
The Willies comes out. You're right. By holidays, I mean the Stannies in our 100th episode.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, which is weird because that is how I was thinking. Like, I was like, those are holidays. So, yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Probably should have started with that.
Sure.
Fuck off. actually, we've got a couple movies coming up, but we're audibling this. So one of them is going to be Popcorn, which we saw the trailer for.
Yep.
Looks insane. Great. Let me see whose pick that was. Popcorn is Tioni.
All right.
Tioni Dubs.
Solid pick.
Yeah. She also had Demon Knight and the Wishmaster. Wishmaster would have been cool.
So I like all those.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Popcorn. I like the other two.
But we're going to do Popcorn, I think. And then after that, we are going to do, actually, I don't know if that's going to be first or second because I really want to do Baywatch Nights really bad. Really, really bad. So that might be first.
Yeah, I can't believe that's a thing.
It's nuts. It's fucking nuts. And I remember, I think Ryan S., one of our fans, I think he like watched it like, I don't want to say religiously, but I think he was like a fan. Somebody did. Maybe it wasn't him, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. Somebody messaged me, though, and was like, oh, I watched this like a lot as a kid. I had seen it. So when I saw it again, I was like, holy shit, but I don't really know much about it. So I'm really excited to do that. So that might be first, and then whatever I just literally just said that I can't think of. Popcorn. Yeah, and Popcorn after that. So those are our next two, and that's going to be January 3rd, January 10th. January 7th, live streaming Dead Body Man.
January 7th.
I don't know where we're going to do that. Maybe my house. Maybe I'll kick my family out or something. Me, you, and Paul are going to get together. We're going to stream the movie on YouTube through our channel.
You can't do it here?
We could, I guess. But, I mean, we're going to be in, like, chairs. We won't be able to sit in, like, a couch for a whole movie. I figure we might want to sit on, like, be comfortable while that piece of shit plays. Yeah. Imagine being uncomfortable and your eyes are uncomfortable in your brain.
I'm going to be uncomfortable.
And nowhere for Paul to curl up in a fetal position like an idiot.
He did. Also, huge exaggeration. Like, on his part. Like, his reaction was an over-exaggeration. Yeah. Well, of course. But he wasn't. Like it was a genuine reaction, but it didn't need to be like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, we're live streaming Dead Body Man. Again, I'm still kind of working out the technical side of stuff. So, I don't know if we're going to be in the frame with Dead Body Man. Like, not Mr. Sensei. It would be like picture in picture, really. We'd be in, like, the corner. And Dead Body Man big. Because I don't know if you want us to hear us talking over Dead Body Man. Or if you just want to experience that on your own. But we will also, regardless, it'll be up as a solo stream that you can just watch.
I recommend, because there are scenes where
the audio's,
you have to see it to believe it. Yeah, like, I don't want to ruin it with my voice. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah. So we'll just do a live stream of us. You guys watch it beforehand. So that's the best way to do it. You guys watch. I'll put it up that week. Maybe I'll put it up sooner. Maybe I'll put it up this week. Christmas present. You guys watch. Check out Dead Body Man. So check out our YouTube page. I might have already posted it. Check out Dead Body Man. Watch it before the 7th. And then you can watch us watch Dead Body Man and react to it. That should be pretty fun. Then following that, so that's like I said, popcorn or Baywatch will be the 3rd and 10th. We're doing Connecticut Cult Classics again, January 13th. We're sponsoring it, so check that out. We got like a month of events. It's crazy. January 13th, Connecticut Cult Classics. We'll be there live. Tickets are probably sold out at this point, but check them out, ctcultclassics.com.
And if you're going, come say what's up.
Definitely come say what's up. We would love to talk to you guys. We'll have stickers. It's going to be really, really fun. It's Friday the 13th, and they're doing fucking 3D glasses for part 3D.
Yes.
And I couldn't be more excited. This dude put so much effort into it. Did I tell you he verified it for me? He's got them screen printed and everything. Yeah. Dude, this guy knows how to do it.
I know.
Like, if I had the brains, I just don't know how he gets the rights. Like, because that's what I wanted to do. Like,
well, he said that it was easier than.
Oh, it was easier than. Yeah, but how do you get that number? That's I can't even start from moment one. And he's like, yeah, just call him. And I'm like, well, call who?
Yeah,
like the operator.
It would be dope to have our own theater.
I would love to do it. I may or may not be talking to him about doing a horror show event at this theater.
Yeah. That'd be great.
So that might be coming down the pipe. The week after, we have the Stannies. The Stannies are back. Super excited. Please, guys, make sure. Send us in your recommendations for Stanny Awards. Send us your nominations for the things. I should probably post something with all the nominees on it. Yeah, do that. And then Dead Body Man after that, and then Serial Killer starts.
Yep.
So last week I failed to mention, I probably re-recorded it at the beginning. Letterboxd contest is due today. Due the 29th. Yes. Letterboxd contest submissions. We're looking for, this is the last warning. Submit your Letterboxd list. It's a challenge. You're going to be challenging us, whether it's one movie a month, one movie a week, whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter. You're not judged based on that. You're just be judged based on the quality. So send us your list. Make it on letterboxd.com and send it to me, sean@ihatehorror.com. If you go to our website, ihatehorror.com, you can see I put up some examples up there. So you can see kind of what we're looking at, what we like, and make something similar. So do that. Send that to us. We'll be picking four winners in that first episode in January. So that's it, man. A lot of announcements this week. Busy, busy guys over here at the horror show. Busy not getting paid. Guys, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it. If you want to help us out, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. It's the best way to help us. Tell your friends. Help us out. Help us beat those Westworld fucks. Yeah, man. Thank you. And if you can't help monetarily, patreon.com/IHateHorror and store.IHateHorror.com for our new apparel. I'm on Instagram at IHateHorrorShow and Twitter at IHateHorror. I'm on Twitter at IHateHorrorShow, sorry. And I'm on this thing. What is it called? Snapchat. At IHateHorror.
I'm at JoeV421, Instagram Boognish1985, and Snapchat Horror Show Joe.
Well, it's been real. Guys, we'll see you next week for either Popcorn or Baywatch Nights. I will post more information on probably just Twitter because I love Twitter. Twitter is the platform,
in my opinion. I completely agree. All
right, that's enough. For Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
adios.